Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
No.
We'll be talking to, looks like he's fluffing him now, our buddy Augie Smith. He's got a story out. We'll let him tell the whole story without even prefacing what happened. I want people to hear it from the horse's mouth. And I want to hear it too, by the way. Hey, buddy. Oh, you're not getting him yet? Okay.
Still ringing. He hasn't even picked up yet.
Yeah. He's fluffing Augie in L.A. right now. And a little later on this hour, hopefully, Tony Rock gives us a call. Tony's at the Funny Bone starting tomorrow night, funnyboneomaha.com. Nick will be there tonight.
Yes.
All right. Your host of the nightly push-up show on Facebook, Augie Smith, joining us. Are you still doing that?
Yeah, he is. Yep.
What's going on, boys? Hey. I am doing it, except for the weekends. I now do stand-up comedy again.
Yes, you do, so, by the way. Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah, I've known you pretty well. I've known you for years. Now, I saw a photo of you backstage with another comedian, and you'd recently done a gig. And you had a smile on your face that I've never seen. I'm serious. No, because I know you. You actually looked genuinely joyous. And I thought, and I know it's because you're back out doing what you love. Is that right?
Well, yeah, especially since there's three kids at home,
yeah.
And I was away from them.
I know.
So there's that. The quarantine was the longest I've gone without adjusting a microphone stand in my whole life.
Yeah.
It was the longest stretch since I was 18 years old.
And you also they're your kids, but they're still kids running around your house, and that's a lot of...
Six, four, and baby. Yeah, so it's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah. Well, that explains the
job. There's also a wife thrown in there, too. So there's just a bunch of stuff going on here.
What was your first gig? I saw a couple of them, but was Billings your first gig outside of L.A.?
Yeah, it was my first hour.
Okay.
Yeah, it was my first hour. I did local gigs. I did some outdoor shows. I did a bunch of Zoom shows. But it was my first hour. Yeah.
Well, explain what happened.
Do you still have family in Billings?
I do. I got cousins and uncles, and then everybody else is buried there. So there's also there's that wonderful energy of coming back and seeing your youth in a columbarium that also exists.
Yeah, that so explains why when I was passing through Billings, I think it was over Christmas, I called Augie. Because I was thinking of it.
Yeah.
And then he never got back to me. Because he's that excited about Billings.
Well, first of all, who calls anybody?
Yeah.
You
don't call anybody.
Let me tell you who calls people.
I would have texted
you back.
Right.
Guys who are bored on the road.
Yeah.
I called you for my truck.
Yeah.
I was assuming it was a sales call. I apologize. I will pick up my phone for 402 the next time it comes through. But real quick, you need some history here.
Yeah,
this is a very important that you have. Okay, 25 years ago.
Yeah, I referenced this little bit yesterday what happened to you 25 years ago. Go ahead.
I was working Greek night at a bar in North Carolina, and this show did not go well. It was 200 fraternity guys trying to have sex with 200 sorority guys.
Right.
Or sorority girls. And they were not They were not interested in the bowling-shirted comedy of Augie Smith. So
bowling-shirted.
I ended a very bad set by saying, I hope that you all die in a fire.
Okay.
And then I looked at them all in the eye as I walked slowly from the bar.
Right.
4 days later, a fraternity at Duke University burned down and 5 people died. Do I know for sure those people were at the set? No. But it's kind of weird. A couple years later, Buddy Hackett is a judge on Last Comic Standing.
Okay.
He defends joke theft by saying, if you do a joke, it's your joke. So for whatever reason, this really upset me.
Right.
So I went on the stage and I called for the death of Buddy Hackett. And within a week, Buddy Hackett was dead. Okay. Cut to about a year after that, with a comic in the South, and he is selling his CD to be sent to troops on the front line in Iraq and Afghanistan, which is very nice.
Yeah.
So you pay $20, and he sends his CD to Iraq and Afghanistan. So I compliment him on it after the show, and he tells me with this price of goods, he's actually making $15 on each one of these sales.
Oh.
So he is a war profiteer.
Right.
That's exactly what he is.
Right.
So I do what I do. I get on stage. I call for his death. And about 2 months later, I run into a comic from the South, and I'm bitching about the guy. Mm-hmm. And he says, oh, yeah, that guy died. He had a heart attack. Yeah.
So we've established a track record here.
I call for his death.
So at this point, I realize my power, and I stop calling for people's deaths.
Right.
For the most part. We cut to Saturday night. I'm in my hometown. It's before the show. It's a bar show, and this great big bear of a man named Beard starts talking to me about his indoor grow operation.
Okay.
And he offers to get me high. And I say, no, I'll get high with you after the show, Beard, but I don't know the potency of your weed.
Right.
So I'm not going to smoke it pre-show, which is what I tell the kids. If you don't know the potency of weed, don't smoke it before you go on stage.
Good point.
Also, what you need to know is that another performer on the show was also a local Billings comedian, and she told me a story about having sex with somebody who then crapped in her bed after the sex.
Right.
She then points to the person that was, and it is Bear, the guy I was just talking to, who is sitting front row, stage left. Okay. So she gets on stage, and she tells that story, not specifically pointing to Bear, but she tells the story of a guy she had sex with that then crapped the bed.
Mm-hmm.
This upset Bear that she told this in front of Bear. Beard. I keep saying Bear, but his name was Beard. Okay, so Beard had been heckling every performer. He was heckling my introduction. My introduction! I get on stage, and within like 3 minutes, it's obvious he's not going to make it. He's just yelling out nothing, and there's no point in trying to shut him down. So they come over and they throw him out, and as he's being thrown out, and he's still yelling, I finally snap, and I look at him, and I say, 600,000 people dead of COVID. Why couldn't one of them have been you? And I say, look at how fat you are. You must have diabetes. You're as though every high-risk group was eaten by one man and put on pants. So.
Hold on. I want to know this, though, because what was he saying? His heckles, were they about your jokes? Was he pissed off at what you were saying? Yeah, go ahead.
They were about nothing in particular.
Got it.
They were just a loose collection of phrases that had nothing to do with anything going on.
Okay, he just
weed.
Oh, so he'd blurt out random things.
But you went to the core there. So is that all you said to him?
I was going to keep going, and then I backed off because I wanted to de-escalate. Because that's the new Augie Smith with a baby. Is he de-escalates? He doesn't burn down the room. I have a cute baby. So Monday morning, I'm texting with the guys from the show. And again, remember, Billings is a fairly small community.
Right.
Okay, there's 120,000 people there, and a lot of people know each other. So I'm texting with the guys, and they tell me, hey, here's an interesting sidebar. that guy that got thrown out of the show went home and died in his sleep that night. Beard died in his sleep that night. So my body count is rising, everybody.
So did you actually think, what the hell, man? What do I got here?
The other part of it is that then after he was out of the room, I then told the crowd that he was the guy that crapped the bed in the earlier comic story. So it was a tough last night on earth for Beard.
God.
As far as last nights on Earth go, yeah, it wasn't one of the best ones we've had going on. So
of all the people,
I'm not kidding around. It kind of messed with me, and this time I didn't call for his death. I said he should be dead.
Right.
So I think that, you know, it's a little bit different.
No,
he tempered it a bit.
Yeah, you tell yourself what you want there, Augie.
Kind of weasel out of it.
Yeah.
Murderer.
Yeah. You didn't wish death on him, if I heard the phrase right.
Why couldn't have been you? Yeah, that is wishing.
He should have been dead. Yeah.
I just wished he was dead. Right. I didn't wish death upon him. It's a fine line, but it's a line.
But to your credit, I think the only people who you didn't know the names that you killed was the fraternity in North Carolina. You knew Buddy Hackett.
Yeah, everybody
You knew Beard's name.
I knew the comic name.
Yeah, you knew the comic's name, and you knew the name of the heckler, Beard.
Did they say he's just a big guy? Obviously, one of those pre-existing conditions kicked in, right? He just didn't wake up? Have you heard?
I honestly don't know what happened. Right. I know that they're holding a fundraiser for him for his burial expenses, and I'm thinking about flying back and doing it.
Now, are they going to? Will you have friends in the? Were the people in the crowd that are mad at what you said to them that night, though?
Oh no, okay. No! Everybody understood that Beard wasn't going to make it.
So it's not coming
back.
Not coming back. Go ahead.
Five people thanked me for throwing him out of the show. Nobody's thanked me for killing him yet, so I don't think it was that bad. But anyway, comedy's back, everybody.
Such a great story. When are you booked? When are we going to see you? You know yet?
Colleen, we're talking about fall. We're talking about early fall.
Fall, perfect. So cool. We're looking forward to that, man. And where can people find August Missed Dates now? Where are you at this weekend?
I got nothing this weekend. If you have I got local stuff. I got local LA stuff this weekend. Mm-hmm. And then I'm heading up to Alaska.
Oh, really? Okay.
Alaska!
Cool. All right.
Chilkoot Charlie's in Anchorage.
Where can people find your dates? On your website, your Instagram? What do you got?
My website is slowly updating because I didn't start booking until last week, really.
Right. Okay.
So I'm mostly on Twitter. And I get an augiesmith.com, AUGGIE.
And we follow you on Facebook, and you got a great looking family. Congratulations, Augie. You deserve that, man. You really do.
Thank you, my friend.
We'll see you soon.
It's not
man.
So bad.
See you soon, man.
All right, boys.
Okay,
see
you, bud.
Take care.
Bye bye. Yeah, Augie had some women problems back in the day. He's got looks like a beautiful wife and three kids. And I love that he kills people from stage.
What a story.
Spooky, isn't it?
So what? It started with the frat boys.
Yeah, I remember the frat story. I didn't know the other ones in. He listed on his Facebook about the frat story, but I didn't know he killed more people in between.
Yeah, then there was the comic.
Right.
Buddy Hackett.
Mm-hmm. And Beard.
Right.
The heckler.
Sounds like this was the only one that was that night.
Yeah.
Everything else, the fire was a little later. The comic was, he found out later. But this one, he's like,
what you're saying is he's honing his powers.
Yeah.
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 He's getting better.
The results are coming in quicker and quicker each time.
You wouldn't smoke any weed, you know, the potency before you went on stage, would you? Is that the key to
that? Well, an open mic. Fine.
Well, they're not paying you, you mean you'll do that?
Right. Okay. Yeah, if I'm getting paid, no. Yeah.
Colleen's out of town. You can speak freely.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's the beautiful thing about weed today. If you purchase it at a recreational dispensary, it says right on there, you know, 24.72% THC.
Yeah, but this was just Beard wanting him to get high with him. He had no idea. And he has his own grow operation, too, you know.
Well, that seems to happen at shows, too. It'll be the people that, like, want to talk to you, like, be your friend on the patio, like, at the Funny Bone, mm-hmm. and then I'll go in and they're just like, huge douches in the room. And I'm like, oh, no, I was talking to that person. And as they're getting kicked out, they're like, see you later. You're like, no, no, we're not going to do this.
Don't heckle, man. Just don't heckle.
Yeah, do they think they became your friend and that they just want to Nick wants to interact with me. Right, yeah. I'll help him out.
Well, yeah, and I think that people are drawn to just, you know, meeting strangers and stuff.
Right,
They can't really shut up during the show sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, he gave me the time of day, so he must want me to contribute to the show.
Yeah, and usually I don't have to worry about that at the club because I'm up there for like 10 minutes.
And you're not saying, I hope you die when you get 10 minutes. Okay.
That night.
Oh, Katie thinks that Augie could be Tyler's Tupperware turd.
Oh, good one.
He does have the power.
Yeah.
Well, then we would have to eliminate him because one of the rules is you cannot have a hand.
Well, you can say, I want you to die, and they die. That's not a hand.
Yeah.
Although
getting close with him.
But is it?
But it's a pattern.
With him it is. Yeah.
It's a pattern. There may be a hand.
Yeah, it might be a hand involved, right?
Yeah, I would defer to the commissioner on that one.
That is crazy, though. Four different times.
Yeah.
But it's bound to happen if you wish death on everyone that ticks you off.
And he probably has.
Yeah. Odds are, yeah.
He probably has over the years wished death on people from stage.
If you
Augie's
wish
pretty,
death on a lot of people, some of them are going to go.
That sounds like that's one of his go-tos. Should die.
Did they air him telling Buddy Hackett he wishes he was dead?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Probably not. That probably hit the cutting room floor, along with your second joke.
what famous when you were last
his kids called
when you were on Last Comic Standing, which guy didn't like you? You said somebody did like you, right? You could tell somebody.
Roseanne and the Wayans weren't really into it.
Yeah,
was that Keenan Ivory?
I don't. It was one of them. I don't know.
Because
it was the main guy. It was the patriarch.
Yeah, Keenan
yeah,
Ivory.
Yeah. I remember that year you're on that. Now, who else is on there?
Norm MacDonald.
Norm MacDonald liked you, right?
Yeah.
I think of all three of those guys, you probably appreciated him.
Oh, for sure.
Because you're more like him anyway.
As if Norm would have been like, you should quit. Like, I would have quit.
That would have sucked.
I respect that guy.
Yeah.
Well, and out of those three, isn't Norm the one who's... I mean, Roseanne, I guess, did some stand-up in the day.
Well, no, she was huge.
Yeah, she was huge.
But I mean, Keenan Ivory never really did stand-up, did he?
Yeah, he did.
I thought he was more a TV guy.
No, he did do stand-up before he started Living Color. But once again, I still think they're different than what Norm MacDonald is, especially with... Nick's sensibilities. You're right. So
if
that guy tells you suck, you would have sucked.
Right. It would have been. And I thought that was coming too because he was the last one to say something.
Yeah.
So it started off with Wayans and then Roseanne, and they're both like, well, you know.
Yeah, if you had to pick any of those comics that you aspire to,
what Wayans
Norm probably comes the closest.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like he's a hero of mine. He said that the premises were kind of like more brutal, like more hardcore. That hard, I don't remember.
The punchline.
Actually, afraid to the punchline. Yeah, he's like, you know, the premise is set it up to be, you know, kind of hard hitting, and the punchline doesn't really.
It
was decent advice.
Yeah, I was gonna say at least that's just advice, just not hammering. What Roseanne saying?
Kind of something along the same lines. Yeah. And Norm MacDonald was like, "I love you, man." I'm like, "I melted."
But you're out of here,
right?
Yeah.
Well, just that was like the saving grace of that whole thing. So I was like, man, you know, it was a vote of confidence from
you. Did
one of my favorites.
Yeah. One of ours, too.
Roseanne say your stuff wasn't racist enough? You get a little more hateful, I think it'd be better.
That's before she bailed on that. Yeah.
That would have had a little edge to it.
Yeah.
Those racist jokes.
A harsh setup and a racist punchline. That's the edge you need.
A new poll shows a growing majority of Americans think that social media is dividing the nation more than it brings people together. 64% of us think social media platforms do more to tear us apart.
I think they're right.
Yeah.
27% of us think these platforms bring us together.
No, they're wrong.
It's always the same, like, 30% of people that just have the wrong answer on all this stuff.
No, I don't see it unifying anybody.
No, I do see some people, mainly women, will post stuff to each other, and they all like it. They picture their kids, and I can see them being unified. But if you're on a platform where...
Yeah, if you're actually discussing current events or issues...
Then you're done, right?
Yeah, well, it's like it can bring people together, like your Tibia Plateau group.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that, you know, that sort of stuff.
They're depressing.
Yeah, but you don't see any your little social, I've come around to your way of thinking.
No, none of that.
Nobody addressed their thinking on the phone. Oh, now that you've given me something to think about, I've changed my mind. You don't see that at all.
It's a double-edged sword. I kind of liked in the past when I didn't discuss that kind of stuff with people, so I didn't know that they were racist or homophobic. And now you just know they are. So I just avoid them. It's a double-edged sword.
I liked it better when you had to get a job like this to get your opinion out in the public. I think you had to. Now you don't even have to earn it.
I know.
Any jackass can just log on and say, yeah.
Yeah, they can scream into the void and still have four followers.
But there's been so many families are not talking after because of the past 4 years.
I forget which comic it was that said that, but it is very true. Like, especially when we get like hate stuff on social media, you click on that person's profile, and they have no followers.
None.
So who cares?
None.
You're screaming into the void. No one's listening to you. Right. You may have an account, but that's about it.
Right. No, but those are the same kind of people that get on like news websites and troll.
Oh, there's a ton of those.
Yeah. Right.
And there are a lot of people that follow those news websites. Mm-hmm. They might not necessarily have any followers, but they get on forums where people do see that.
Yeah. Those comment sections are atrocious. Yeah.
You can't participate in that. That's going nowhere.
Yeah, but sometimes I can't help but look at those train wrecks. I just click on to see, am I going to be disappointed in society again?
Yeah.
And the answer is always yes.
Yes, you will.
Almost always yes.
Yeah, the screaming into the void, that's what I love about the mute button
on
Twitter.
Yeah.
I just hope, you know, I guess you have no idea if they're still tweeting you or not. Hopefully they are.
Yeah, I should start doing that. I block people on Twitter, but I should actually just mute them, right?
I'd start doing that with anything that really bugs me at all. That anything I might spend like more than a minute thinking about.
Right,
so I'm like, I don't need that in my day.
Yeah.
I don't want deep thoughts.
Right, I have enough crappy thoughts bouncing around in my head. I don't need that like piling on.
No, it's like when I read a hate email at like 2 p.m, you know, I heard you guys this morning, gone.
And what?
Yeah. Oh, you hate us. All right, thanks.
Right. There was a time where I'd react to those people, but that's just what they want.
I just say thanks for listening. Sometimes, or I just erase them. You know.
Oh, I take a sick pleasure in a giant long email and just going delete.
Yeah. Or I say I'll talk to you on Friday, Dr. Mina. I'm just messing with her because she always likes to give us crap.
Not hear this before tomorrow. You might get lucky.
She's going to hear. delete. Right, Puss?
Oh, because I know they wasted 15, 20 minutes crafting this long email.
Oh, I know.
And it takes me two seconds to just go, nope.
No.
Appreciate the reaction.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Finally occurs to me that Norman Lloyd passed away.
That's right. Brought up early in the show, but we forgot about it.
Yeah. At the age of 106, 499 players had Norman Lloyd in the Deadpool. They include, but are not limited to, Go Big Red Rubber Dildo.
Jeez.
Going Gonorrhea gets a hit.
That's funny.
Red's Live.
Graham's Underboob Cheese gets a hit.
Graham.
As does Humpty Dumpty Lumpy Stumpy. Ice Fishing is Dumb gets a hit.
It is.
Is that Puss's name? You play the
I actually got an email from that guy.
Really?
About something else. And he's like, by the way, I'm Ice Fishing is Dumb. I said, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Imogene Osman gets a hit.
Who's that? Oh.
I don't know.
Ass Man.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm just reading the name here. Jacket.
I'm a Gene Ass Man.
Okay.
I know what that means. asses and jeans, I guess.
Jacket off.
Yep.
Craig. Jack Hanna's Viagra gets a hit.
Yeah.
Aw.
I know.
Jack Nicholson hot tub foam gets a hit.
Gross.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it is.
Jonas Brothers tequila gets a hit, yeah. As does Just for Men, Not for Giuliani. Kevin Bacon's.
Oh, that's right. Giuliani was bleeding, remember?
Yeah.
His
eye was
trickling.
Bleeding.
Yeah.
That was very unsettling.
Yep.
Kevin Bacon's pork board gets a hit, and kneecap-sized nipple gets a hit.
Whoa.
That's a big one.
It's a weird part of the body to compare to your...
Yeah.
You watch enough amateur porn, you'll find that.
Yeah, but of all the things to think that it's the size of...
Right.
You go straight to kneecaps?
That may actually be a category.
There was a... I accidentally... Don't yell at me about this.
Whatever,
I clicked on a video. It just looked like a girl and a guy, but the girl was... It was a doggy situation. And she had these long floppies. But it didn't... It wasn't... So then when you click on that, it just gave you all floppies. And I'm thinking, if that is your kink, you are wrong. Nothing... sexy. I mean, they were like tubes hanging.
Yeah, but you're going to get a lot more of those because that'll be in your algorithm.
Well, was. It was that day after that, you know.
Because he accidentally clicked on it.
Yeah.
No kink shaming. Just like no slut shaming. No kink shaming.
Yeah. Unless you do just have a kink that's really weird.
Now there's a bunch of long floppies in Tyler's recommended section.
You can have them.
They're horrible. Don't look at them. They're
horrible.
Here comes
the email.
They're horrible. I get along in floppies. That's fine. Just don't want to see him, man.
Like windsocks.
You're
on a
listening
cold day.
To the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering. So you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.